of the precious name, Almighty Heavenly Father. Again, we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. This the day that you have made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To all our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, it's just good to know Jesus. It's good to know him. If you haven't met him, meet him. You'll have the best friend that you can ever have on this side. Thank God for our choirs and thank God for our little babies. Thank God for our little babies and thank God for our young adult choir. Hallelujah. Thank you, Master. I'm still on my series. Special days again. Don't change my message. And thank God for mothers again. But I've got to go on and do what the Lord said. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. When will Jesus come back? And why? This number 74. When will Jesus come back? And why? Again, what you know about the coming of Jesus? The average church member don't know just about nothing about the second coming of Jesus Christ. This is why we come to church, to learn the truth. Where else the truth can be preached if not in the church? Got to be in the church. I can't get the truth in the church. Where can I get it from? With understanding. So you have to have the truth in times like these. Lies always been floating, but they don't start running themselves now. And the church have one theme song. I don't see nothing wrong with it. This means you have the Bible to see if anything wrong with it. This is what the Bible for. You just see if anything wrong with it. Bless his holy name. Open your Bibles again to this scripture I had on last Sunday. 2 Corinthians 5, 20 and 21. And then we're going to read Revelation 3, 21 and 22. But right now, 2 Corinthians 5, 20 and 21. Now when we, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. We represent Christ. We Christ spokesmen. As though God did beseech you by us. God begged for you by us or through us. We pray you in Christ's stead. We pray for you in Christ's stead. Be ye reconciled to God. For he had made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. We be made the righteousness of God in him. Revelation 3, 21 and 22. Let me go and get 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him. I will eat with him, have dinner with him. Can I say it like that? And he will me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Right. He that has an ear. Everybody say ear.
Ear.
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. These two scriptures. When will Jesus come back, and why? And my brothers and sisters, these two verses really are two scriptures, we may call it. We'll be on them for a while, and we may be off next Sunday, but these two scriptures are very important. Very, all the words are important, but what I'm dealing with is very important. One, identify the real saints of God. And one points out the one who are really saved in the church of Laodicea. Ones who are saved in the church of Laodicea. Everybody in the church of Laodicea are not saved. That's the church that God spew out his mouth, that last church. And we are a part of the last church. The last church. The real saints are the righteousness of God. The real saints are the righteousness of God. We identify ourselves by the righteousness of God. Christ died for our sin, that we might become the righteous of God. That we may become the righteous of God. And the real saints in the Laodicea church are the one who has an ear to hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. And who have overcome this sinful world. These are the ones that say in the Laodicea church. The one that had the ear to hear what the Spirit have to say. And the one that overcome this sinful world. And my brothers and sisters, we stopped off on last Sunday saying the church of Christ is the righteousness of God. What protects and keep his church. The righteousness is God, the church. Righteousness shield the church. Righteousness protect the church. Not only the church, but the righteous God protects. He said, if I find 10 righteous in 2 cities, I'll have mercy. I will spare the cities if I find only 10 righteous. Righteous would protect your home. If ain't but one in their right, God protect the home for the one in their right. Same with a community. If I find so many in the community, I protect the community. Where righteous is, God shows mercy. Where righteous is, he shows mercy. And my brothers and sisters, it is the church of Christ. Not the city, but the church of Christ shows the righteousness of God. Not the White House, but the church of Christ will show the righteousness of God. Bless his holy name. It's nothing else on this earth can show the righteousness of God but the church. Don't go, you ain't got that. It's nothing else on this earth that shows the righteousness of God but the church. You can't come up with nothing else. Shows the righteousness of God. Look like, everybody say look like. Look like, if that is right, look like we ought to get the gospel inside the church. We ought to get the truth inside the church. We ought to get the right thing inside the church. We're trying to find the right thing outside of the church. But it won't work. If you find 10 righteous, bless his holy name. And this is why Jesus told his church, let your light so shine before men that they may see my good work, your good work, and glorify the Father which is in heaven. Let your light so shine. Let it shine much. Let it shine hard before men that they may see your good work, your righteous work, your holy work, and glorify the Heavenly Father. When they see good work, holy work, righteous work, because we're the righteousness of God. And you can't find it nowhere but in the righteousness of folks. And my brothers and sisters, the church of Christ need to understand this world is sinful and spiritually dark. I said spiritually dark. I'm not talking about the light you see now. I'm talking about spiritually dark. We are the light of the world. The righteousness of God is the only light in this dark and sinful world that folks can see. No other light. Alabama Power doesn't have it. Heaven got the only light spiritually that can shine and show your way back to God. Nobody else can do it but the church. And God holding the church responsible. We are his witnesses. Do you not know you're a witness? If you say you've been born again, you are one of his witnesses. Oh, my. He's holding you responsible. To shine for him everywhere you go. You ought to shine, but you're not in certain places, but shine everywhere you go. In this evil and sinful world. Sometimes we try to hide our light. Certain places we be in, but you ought to let it shine. Everywhere you go, you ought to let it shine in this sinful world. And my brother and sister, American, everybody say American. American churches now are barring the ways of the world to grow Jesus' church with all kind of worldly entertainment.
But it won't work in Jesus' church. Barring worldly stuff. To entertain folks in the church, to draw folks. It won't work in Jesus' church. Oh, boy. I think the church ought to make a stand. If God knows what may be going on, we make a stand. So it won't work in Jesus' church. Paul, get your Bible right quick and read Luke 16 and 13 for me. Luke 16 and 13. It won't work. We just put anything to entertain folks. But it's slaughter is worldly. Read it, Paul.
No servant can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon.
You can't serve it. Mammon is talking about things of the world. It won't work. He can't serve two masters. Trying to satisfy two masters. It won't work in Jesus' church. It may work outside of Jesus, but it doesn't work. And Jesus ain't going to have it. In other words, he don't want me that bad for me to try to serve both masters at the same time. One of them got to go. You're going to love one or hate the other. It just won't work in his church. And we're trying to fit it in the church today. Worldly entertainment, barring the ways of the world to try to grow Jesus' church. But it won't work, my brother and my sister. And my brother and sisters, I have found out American success. Everybody say success. American success is not who we get for providence, but when the church of Christ stand up for righteousness of God. Providence don't make no church, but the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God. When we take a stand for righteousness, we the only, again, the only thing that show the world we are the righteous of God. Right. Nothing else. Nothing else. Where are you going to find it at? If you want to see the righteousness of God, it got to be in the church. Yeah. I'm not just talking about this building. If you've been born again, you're part of the church. And folks ought to see that what? Righteousness. But when the house been dedicated for God, look like the truth ought to be preached in his house. I can understand that saved my life when folk can criticize the truth in the church. And see, a lot of those folks like that, they want to hear something to sound good. But the preacher got to tell the whole truth. Not the part that make you think you feel good, but he got to tell what God tell him to tell. See, and you ought to get the truth. But folks ramming everywhere trying to find the truth everywhere but the church. And that being preacher making change in their agenda now and their messaging, trying to change things around. You can't change this nowhere. It don't stand regardless of what we do or not. It don't stand. Because can't nobody destroy it anyway. So the church is the righteousness of God. Paul, look at 2 Chronicles for me. 7 and 14. Let the word speak for itself here. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Read, Paul.
My people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land.
I know that's a prayer of Solomon, but it's applied to us today. God Almighty, it's my people. I said my people. If my people, now this would happen in 09, 9/11. This would happen 9/11. This the scripture that God gave me. If my people, Lord Almighty. I told you about it, but I'm going to tell you about it again. When I had to do it, I've been a morning so long, I can't get off it. I see it coming. I hope some of you can see it coming. In the revival, that next Monday after what happened in New York, asking for my message, and when I opened the Bible, that word turned right there. From the depths of my heart, it's turned right there. I just opened the Bible sometimes and just fell right there. When I read it, I heard a voice plain as day. 5 nights. He wanted me to preach on that one verse 5 nights. I said 5 nights. I heard him. I said it before I knew it. I said 5 nights. One verse 5 nights. Right there at New Zion Baptist Church, right up the street there. And that's what he told me. I preached on it 5 nights without any problem. Look what he told me. It was a message to the churches in America. What happened in New York was a message to the churches in America. He said, churches in America. What happened was they are leaving me. God said, they leave. They put me down. They think they can protect themselves. I don't have to get a nation to fight them. I get one man to let them know and to destroy a whole city almost. They leave it. I mean, this is what happened to the church of Laodicea. We are part of the church of Laodicea, but America is sinking and don't even know it. I'm not a doomed preacher, but you better listen at me. I'm just going to tell you what he said. It's sank. Don't you see it sinking? I told y'all about a couple of years ago. I said, more disaster going to come. Tornadoes going to what? A lot of things coming. We don't even see it. We leaving God. America are leaving the foundation of the Bible. Everything come before Jesus in America now. Check it out. Just check it out and see. Sinking and don't even know he's sinking. And I'm going to say it again. I don't mean a bit of harm. Americans haven't seen nothing yet. Watch. I'm telling you to watch. Haven't seen nothing yet. We leave in God. The church does not. See, the church is the one got to keep things going. If I find the righteous trying to do what I said, I'll protect this country. I'll protect the nation. But when the church get to giving in, I move back out the way. Righteousness will protect you. Righteousness will protect your home. Righteousness will protect the church. Righteousness. But righteousness wants to give in. What righteousness look like giving in to unrighteousness? I don't care what the White House said. We make a stand. I don't care what the Blue House said. We make a stand. In the last days. And you can see it coming. You can't see it. You just blind. I know, but it ain't being dogmatic. You just can't see it. You just can't see it. There's so many don't even see it coming. They're right at the door. They don't even see it. And my brother and sister, all Christians in every nation are Abraham blessed seed. Are Abraham blessed seed. S-E-E-D. Seed. We are blessed seed of Abraham. And all Christians in America are Abraham's seed. And God promised to bless the nation who remained faithful to his word. So my brother and sister, this would make the church of Christ in America a part of Abraham's seed. We bless. I said we bless. Because of Abraham's seed, we are part of the seed. When God told Abraham to kill his son Isaac, that was something to do. We haven't looked at it much. If you got any children, think about it. You're going to get your child and tie him up put them on an altar, and got a knife finna go down on him. Think about it. Now, just think about it. You throw that, that's not easy. I said, that's not easy. The child that you love, and God told you to kill him, he got that close. As he said, I see the altar. I see all this. But where the lamb at? I don't see no sacrifice nowhere.
All right.
Abraham said, God will make a way of making fire. He'll provide. He'll provide something. He's going to come up with something. I don't know, but I'm going to do what he said.
Right.
The thing is to do what he said.
Yeah.
It may not look good, but I'm going to do what he said. Right. He got that knife. They go down on his child. And the Bible said, Abraham said, Abraham! There's your lamb over there in the stickers over there. Watch this now. Just because Abraham done that, that means he called me the father of faith. That's some faith there, buddy. I mean the father of faith. And he held and done what God said. He said, now your seed will be blessed all over the world with the faith and serve the same God that you serve. The faith, that kind of faith, God can't do what? Kill at you. He can't do but hear you when you got faith like that. And we are part of that faith. Abraham, faith. We are part of his blessing. He said, go up and count the stars, Abraham. It was some stars, 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 stars. Abraham didn't even start.
That's right.
He said, your seed will be more than them. God got billions of Christians. I'm a part of it. If you've been born again, you are part of it. So we blessed. We already what? Blessed. We are the righteousness of God. We are blessed. Bless his holy name. So God looking for us to remain faithful. We are the seed. This what makes the church of Christ in America a part of the Abraham seed. Lord have mercy. Get your Bible, Paul. Let them see that. Let Galatians 3 and 29. God Almighty. Some folks like to study. Let's read that anyway, Paul.
And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise.
A heir and according to what?
The promise.
Everything God promised Abraham, we are part of it.
Yes, Lord.
The church is. The church. The church just don't know the responsibility of what God put on us. The promise. We are part of that promise. So this will make the 21st century church, God Almighty, a part of this verse. Chronicle. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. We are part of it. We are part of it. We are part of it. The Laodicea church is in our time now. I'm trying to get you to see that. It's the 21st century church time now. Y'all got down to us now. Y'all listen to me good now. See, Paul's days are over. That's what you got to understand. It don't finally got down to us. That's what we can't see. It don't finally got down. See, Peter and James, John's days, they're over now. It's us now. It's the Laodicea church, the last church. The church that spewed God, that God spewed out his mouth. We're there. We don't want to see it, but we're there. Just only those who had ears to hear what the Spirit has to say. They're the ones going to be kept. And the ones that hold on and see what the end is going to be, the old folks say. But the muck of the Laodicea church going to be spewed out. God Almighty. And we're right there right now. As I speak, we're right there right now. And my brother and sister, God bless the nation who will stand up for his righteousness and not compromise his word. If there ever was a time the church compromising God's word, it's right now in this 21st century church. Right now in this 21st century church. Let me tell you what I believe, what God put on my heart one time. I was studying it. God was trying to show me that folk don't believe it's going to come down to us. They don't believe it's going to get down to our day. It don't got down to our day. I promise you. It's down to our day now. Talk about how Paul and them, how Daniel and all. It's us now. We need to talk about us. We not talk about us, boy, because we don't care what the church does. We already know that God not pleased with what we do. We all know that ourselves. If you study the word of God and see what we're doing, what happening, you don't see that. You don't see how the devil taking over God's church. What I mean, now watch this now. I mean, explain. See, in the last day, you got to see what Jesus said about the last day.
All right.
He gave you and told you what's going to happen in the last day. We are here right now.
Yeah.
Notice, y'all give you signs. He's giving us signs, all kinds of signs. And we just ignoring them. He said, false preacher, false prophet going to be everywhere. He said, going to be a falling away from the faith. They don't want to induce sound doctrine. Had a form of godliness and them denying the power. That's happening right now. We won't stand up on God's word. Notice again now what? We put everything before God.
Right,
in these last days, we put everything. God last now. Everything comes. I'll check you later, Jesus. Everything, I'll tell you, hell breaker, Lucy, but everything now come before God.
Right.
And you can't see that? God Almighty, he's trying to show us up. I'm giving you sign. And folk ignoring my sign in the last day. And my brother and sister, God always hates sin. Always. He never loved sin. And he hates sin today in our day. In this 21st century, he hates sin. God can't stand sin, but he loved the person. He sent his son down to die for sinful folks.
That's right.
He hates sin. He can't stand sin. He and sin and Jesus can't mix together. Oh, boy. It won't work. It won't work. So we the righteousness of God. God always hated sin. Don't try to make God love sin. He don't want no sin. Hebrews 13 and 8, Paul. Lord Almighty. Hebrews 13 and 8.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
The same yesterday, and today, and forever.
He not about to change. He the same yesterday. Yesterday is before the day came in. He the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will not change his word. He ain't going to change his way. He's still the same. So we try to bring in sin on the church and make Jesus accept it. No, sir, it won't work. He the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, we live in a changed world. I know we are, but he hasn't changed.
All right.
I agree with you, but he going to stay the same. His righteousness is still right. His holy is still holy. So we the one. That means he can't change us. Don't try to change God. He's trying to change us. But some of us don't want to be what? Changed. Paul, look at 1 John 1 9, 8 through 9. 1 John 1, 8 and the 9th verse.
If we say,
listen,
that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
That's what he's saying. If we say we don't have no sin, we have sin. But don't deceive yourself that you don't have none, see. And the truth is not in us. He is truth, God Almighty. Don't try to make God love what you love. You love what God loves. Righteousness. Read on, Paul.
If we confess our sins,
yeah,
he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
That's what God's trying to do.
that really come to save us. To get our mind off our old self and become new. Yeah. He'll cleanse us from all what? Unrighteousness. No, don't got to make God love sin. I'm trying to get better with God. No, it don't work like that. He's trying to change us. He's trying to cleanse us to make us righteous. Bless his holy name. So in these last days, we don't got so smart. We are trying to fix that thing around like we want. It ain't going to work with God. He the same yesterday, today, and forever. He will not change. He God. And besides him, there is no other God. And my brothers and sisters, to go to heaven, God Almighty, to live with Jesus forever is the most important, most valuable possession that a person can ever have. I'm going to say that again. To go to heaven, to live with Jesus forever is the most important, most valuable possession that a person can have on this earth. Nothing more important than giving your life to Jesus as the Savior. Because earthly things are not eternal. I said, earthly things are not eternal. Sometimes I just be looking around and I hear things, and you know, since you learn better, you try to do better. You get thinking about keeping some folk by. Some been old a long time. They buy. Sometimes they pay millions of dollars for it. A painting. You know, Skip, he paint, but them things gonna go back to the dirt. I don't mean no harm, Skip. You know, I'm gonna tell you the truth, but I'm not trying to say it. But well, I'm trying to get my point, man. You know, see, they buy not only that, anything else. They find some, I paid $10 million for it. Watch it now, watch it. He paid $10 million for it today. Long as he keep it, it value more and more. More and more. More and more. But watch it now. It value more and more, but I'm getting older and older.
All right.
Oh, I'm finna die. Huh? I may die, but somebody else got it. You may have willed to somebody else, but somebody else got it. Well, who got it? They gonna die.
That's right.
When they die, somebody else gonna get it. They gonna die. And when they're ill, they're going back to the dirt. But go and spend your money now. Because somebody waiting on your money. I put somebody waiting on your money. Somebody waiting on your money. And somebody gonna get it. Saving all that. See, but you gotta watch that. You gotta watch that. See, bless his holy name. So I don't care what you got in going back to the dirt. But what about a man's soul? God Almighty. That's being so important for a man to be saved. Give his life to Christ as his personal Savior. Now watch this man here. Paul, get your Bible. Matthew 19:16. I'm going to run through this thing if you could now. Hallelujah.
And,
okay.
Behold, one came and said unto him,
Good master,
what good things shall I do that I may inherit, that I may have eternal life?
What good things? See, you want to do something good. You can't work your way in this. You got to be changed, born again. Ain't by work, it's by giving your life to Christ as your personal Savior. Not work. You can't work for salvation. No kind of work. You can't work for salvation. It's a gift of God. See, he said, what can I do after listening to Jesus? What can I do to inherit eternal life or have eternal life? What can I do? See, you want to go do something. I tell you what to do. Go clean up the church. No, ain't gonna work. No. Paint the church. No. Drive me around in your Cadillac. No. I'm just using it. Y'all got my point. You got to get my point. That's all. So watch this now. But listen to Jesus. Read on, Paul.
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good?
God Almighty.
There is none good but one, That is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
This is what he's saying. Watch this real good now. Listen to that. You see, Jesus knows everybody. So he got here. He already knew you. He already knew me. Why callest thou me good? You don't even know me. You don't know where I come from. You're good now trying to trick me. You can't trick me. You can't use me. Lord Almighty. Oh. What do you know about me? Lord Almighty. Listen to Jesus. Read on, Paul.
He said unto him, which?
Which?
Jesus said, thou shalt do no murder.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Yeah.
Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness.
Yeah.
Honor thy father and thy mother.
Yeah.
And thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
God Almighty.
The young man said unto him, all these things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet?
God Almighty.
Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me.
Hold right there. He told him what to do. Bragging on, he keeping the command. I done all this and done all that. Doing all that bragging. Thou shall have treasure. Notice now, if you do what I say, you'll have treasures that nobody can steal. Nobody can take from you. It's safe forever. If you do what I say, God Almighty, all this ain't. Okay, read on. That's what he's talking about. Watch, read, Paul.
But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again,
hope all right there, over there. A rich man shall not hardly enter into the well, kingdom of heaven. Wonder why. That's in the Bible right there. Wonder why, y'all. Wonder why it's hard for a rich man to be saved. Huh? See what? A rich man always feels like he can buy his way. He feels like he got enough of money to buy what he wants to buy. But God letting them know money can't get you here. And matter of fact, I don't need your money. That's my money you got anyway. He feels like he can buy what he wants. That's when you get lifted up in pride. Sometimes the folks got a little money stacked up. They feel like they can do what they want. If it don't go his way, well, I'll just quit. Oh, it don't work like that. All that money you got, God owned it anyway. That's his stuff. Yes, sir. If that was the case, poor folks would die and go to hell.
All right. Won't have a chance.
But God picked away whosoever will, let him come. If that's the case, I've been on bus hell wide open. But wonder why a rich man think he can buy God out. God Almighty. Wonder why. Number one, he don't want to get down. You got to humble yourself. He walked with his chest poked out. He sees somebody calling. Get the old calls and stuff. See, he don't realize God don't need him for nothing.
All right. Thank you.
But if you want to go to heaven, you got to humble yourself. A man that humble himself shall be exalted. He don't want to bow. He feel like he doesn't have to bow to nothing and nobody. They go nowhere.
I feel like I got enough of money to go where I want to go, when I want to go, how I want to go. But God messed them up. God got to fix you, got to be born again. The only way to get there, you got to humble yourself. And he don't feel like getting on his knees talking about humbling myself to go to him. God Almighty. Read on, Paul.
And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
Y'all see that? It's more easy. More easy for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. Boy, that's rough there, ain't it, y'all? Wonder why Jesus used that illustration. Number one, over in Jerusalem, the gates are not real tall to go in into the city, around the walls. A camel had to get on his knees to bow down, because we already got a pack on his back. And we don't want to lay our pack off. But he got to get down the crawl to get in the city. That's when he used the camel. He had to get on his knees. And a rich man don't want to get on his knees. He don't want to get down. He feel like he ain't got to bow to nobody. But if you want to go to heaven, you got to bow to somebody. And that's got to be Jesus Christ. And we're in time now, folks ain't bound to nobody but who they want to bow to. They bow to everything but the law. But you got to bow if you want to go in the kingdom of God. God Almighty. So he left sad. God, you got more voice to Paul? That's it, Paul. He left sad. He left sad because he didn't want to bow. All of his trust was in his stuff. And stop putting your trust in your stuff. Because you're going to need the Lord on down the road. And my brothers and sisters, but Jesus wants his church to understand that he saved us for more than just to go to heaven. This is the point I'm trying to get to. He saved us for more than just to go to heaven. Yes, that's number one, being saved. But I saved you for more than just to go to heaven. Wait a minute, brothers and sisters, he told you. And I told you on last Sunday. It had come down to our day, our time, to witness and testify the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. With suffering going along with it. I said that last time. With suffering going along with it. We don't want to suffer. Jesus is a suffering Christ. The devil always at the saints who really want to stand up for Jesus. Any way that he can stop the saint to stand up for Jesus, he's going to do all he can. But we've got to understand, God already told us, ain't new, nothing new is already in the Bible. You're going to suffer if you follow me. And we don't want to suffer. We don't want to be talked about. That's all folks are going to talk about us. We don't even want to be talked about by him.
All right.
Sound like you're embarrassed, but somebody says something about you love Jesus. You ought to stamp yourself. Somebody said, bam. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody see Christ in my life. God Almighty. It's suffering. Paul, look at Luke 10, 2. In the third verse, and jump to the 16th for me.
Therefore, said he unto them, the harvest truly is great.
Yeah.
But the laborers are few.
Boy.
Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest.
Think about that now. The harvest. We just can't find on what? Laborers. Ain't lacking no sinners nowhere you go.
Everywhere you go, somewhere in the world, sinners. Matter of fact, the most sinners than saints. So, Harvard, I just need some labels. I just need some folks who are willing to stand up for me. That's all it is. I need some who are willing to stand up for me. And told us to pray that God would send more out into Harvard. Go work for me. To tell the world I come to save them from sin. And carry them back to heaven. Look where I come from. Look where I come from. To carry you back to heaven. Read on, Paul.
Go your ways.
Go your way.
Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves.
God Almighty. Suffering going on. Now watch this. Now what? What I'm to a lamb? What I'm to a wolf? I'm a lamb. A wolf will tear me up. But notice now, it ain't no fine print. It's wide open now. Go your way. Behold, look, I send you forth as lamb among what? Ain't that something? That's what I said. It's suffering following Jesus. In this modern time, ain't nobody going to send until you but talk about you. Early saints in Paul days got killed for the gospel.
Amen.
But now don't got down to us. We even shame to bring up his name.
Master.
We won't even say nothing about Jesus. Everybody talk about how they done this. But you, let's go and say a word sometime. You ought to let folks know I love Jesus. Got a chick. What you chicken for? What you afraid of? God Almighty. It's your Mother's Day summer now. It's your Mother's Day summer. What we afraid of? Think what you are afraid of. Well, I don't want to, you know, I don't know nothing. What you afraid of? God Almighty. Wolf. Everywhere you go, you find wolf. But where the saints at? God wants some saints to stand up for him in the last and evil day. Now, Paul, look at 16 now.
He that heareth you heareth me.
Yeah.
And he that despiseth you despiseth me.
Yeah.
And he that despiseth me despiseth him that sent me.
All right. Talking about the real folk now. The real saint. He that heareth you, heareth me. Jesus said, when my preacher, when my saint talk to you, that's me talking. When it come out the word of God, that's God talking. He's just using my mouth. I'm just a vehicle that he walks in on this earth. And he that despises you, despises me. If you hate me, you just hate Jesus Christ. If the truth hurts your feelings to make you hate a person who loves Jesus, you hate Jesus, don't even realize it. He that despises me, despises him that sent me. I love the Lord. The Lord said, you're lying. You don't love me because you love my servant. In other words, I'm telling you what he said. It's not my word. I'm an ambassador for him. I represent him. You represent him. If you've been born again, you represent Christ. You speak for him. You speak for God. And when they turn a child of God down, they're turning God down. And that's what folks got to understand. God can use this lump of clay. I'm glad he can use this lump of clay. The devil used it long enough, but thank God for Jesus, who saved my dying life. I work for the devil, now it's time to work for the Lord.
Chapter law number 14:19.
I wasn't afraid to work for the devil. We got so many crazy things and pitiful.
Right, Pastor. Right.
What shame and what nothing. By the time we got saved, you get chicken.
Well,
if they don't hear a child of God, it's that they don't love Jesus. If they hate you, they hate Jesus. If they hate Jesus, they hate the Father. Our job is just to tell you and try to live before you. That's all we can do. And sometimes folks walk out. Let them walk out.
That same Jesus they got to meet one day. Matter of fact, they're going to meet him before they leave. See, always remember that. When you don't want to hear the word of God, it is God you don't want to hear. But you come to church to hear the word of God. But it's not just what you're saying, but my message don't come from down here. My message comes from up yonder. And that's what folk got to understand. And just what people got to understand last day, preacher, especially pastor. I'm going to read what he hit. Always remember, pastor, there's always going to be folk in these last days running from the gospel.
All right.
And we got some tired of listening to their lies and running to the gospel.
All right.
That way the thing works. That's where the thing works, see.
Yeah.
Some folk tired of listening to their lies because they know it ain't truth. God have folk running different places. They want to hear truth. If I don't do it, tell me the truth. For this the only thing gonna stand. Nothing else ain't gonna stand. Only the truth gonna what? Stand. Bless his holy name. So my brothers and sisters, Jesus told his church, I will give you power. Although we got the wisdom, but watch now, I'm not sending you out by yourself. I'm going to give you what? Power. I'm going to give you strength. I'm going to give you wisdom. I'm going to give you courage enough to stand and witness me everywhere you go. I'm going to give you power. I'm going to give you something to stand up for me. You got strength to stand for Christ. Don't be afraid. Stand up for Christ. When you go to the hospital, don't you want him to stand up with you?
Thank you.
The time you get sick, oh Lord, oh Lord, Lord, oh Lord, nothing. You didn't stand up for me now, y'all, you know now. But now you want me to be your doctor. Just what happened in these last days. No, you're in the last days. Just what happened, they don't want the truth no more.
All right.
Tell me some lies. Make me feel good. But you got to hear the truth.
Yeah.
That's what you go to church for, to hear truth. God give us courage. He didn't put it out in the Bible itself. He give us strength. God, we are to show the righteousness of God. We to show that. You got to listen to Jesus. We show that. We show the righteousness of God. Paul, read Matthew 28, from right quick, 18. Then we're going to close.
And Jesus
came
and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth.
All of it. You can't go stretch up nowhere else. I got all of it. I've got it in a handshake, shake. I got all of it in my hand. Ain't that something? I got all power, everything in my hand. Why? He's talking to us now. Now read on.
Go ye therefore.
Listen.
And teach all nations.
Yeah.
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah. Now look what he told us. They go teach, right? Oh, go everywhere. Go everywhere. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's our job. Who do you think he's talking to? Us. We got power. I'm going to take care of you. I'm watching over you. If I want you to die for the gospel, who's going to save you? Nobody. Every devil in hell want to kill you. They can't cheat except I allow him to do it. That's what we got to understand. Stop trying to keep friends with your buddy and pal when you're doing everything but right. If you love him, you're going to tell him the truth. Yes, he may get mad when you come to love him, but tell him the truth. You've got to tell your friend, your buddy, the truth. That's my friend. I'm telling him a lie. He's going to break friendship with me. Break friendship with me if you have to, but I'm going to tell you what God said. That's our job after church. Read on, Paul.
Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And, lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
In the midst of war, but I'm with you always, even to the end. I'm with you. I'm sending you out there, but I'm with you.
Thank you.
Now, if we don't witness for Jesus, who else gonna witness?
All right.
Nobody or nothing on this earth gonna witness Jesus that is alive and got up early Sunday morning but the church.
Yeah.
Name something else.
Well.
You can't come up with nothing. Only us to show the righteousness of God. Only us to tell the world there is a Jesus. Only us to stand up for Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
We are his witnesses.
Yeah.
Who else witnessed God? Nobody. It's us. Even the angels don't witness God.
Yeah.
Birds, hogs, cows, dogs, cats, they don't witness God. We the only one. Well, where else the world gonna get the gospel from if it don't get it from us? We are his ambassador. We represent heaven. We represent God. I know it's good preaching, but if I had to live off it, nobody wouldn't pay me nothing. But it's good preaching. I know it's good preaching. Matter of fact, it's right preaching. When you find folks don't hear the gospel, don't want to hear the gospel, something wrong with them. Don't let it bother you. Something wrong with them.
Yeah.
But one day, if they don't get it right, they're going to wish they had to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
That's what the church got to understand. Don't be afraid to witness.
Yeah.
If they don't want to be your friend no more, that's their business. You be their friend. Keep on having time to sin. Have you given your life to Christ?
Right.
That's all you think about. Nobody give my life to Christ. But one day. If you love somebody, you're going to tell them the truth.
Yeah.
I said, you're going to tell them the truth.
Right.
Oh, boy. I got carried away a little bit now, but I'm going to stop. See, think about this. When a person, that's what folks understand. When you leave this world, that's what folks understand. When you leave this world, you've got to stay somewhere forever. You think this Bible in here for nothing? You think Jesus come to die for nothing? He died to keep folk from going to hell. And if they fail to get any life to Jesus, why else do you think they're gone? I'm just going to kill myself. Well, you just go quicker, that's all. I mean it. See, you've got to be born again. And got so many, I ain't talking about these preachers. I reckon I'm right. Why are you scared to preach the gospel? Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. Preach the gospel. For your love peoples. Don't be deceived by the devil. The Bible says you're going to be deceived in the last days. Then you're going to be deceived. Don't be deceived by the devil. They ain't playing ball in heaven.
All right.
They ain't playing ball in hell.
All right.
They ain't even playing cards in hell.
All right.
It's dark in hell. According to the Bible, it's dark. Black dark. Ain't nothing but moaning and groaning in hell. Ain't no rest nowhere. Day and night. Ain't gonna have no holiday. Day and night, moaning and groaning forever and ever and ever. That's what folks got to understand. That's been taking Jesus so long to come back. He's trying to get other folks saved. And that's the reason I tell you the truth. There you are here. If you're not saved, get saved. You need to get back to God. Get back with God. Because he's coming back. We can deny it. I don't want to see it. He on his way back right now. You can see the signs all around. Just read this Bible and see what happened. Folks in church don't even care about Jesus no more. I mean, go to church. Don't care nothing about Jesus. And this the church of Laodicea. I promise you. This us today don't want to hear the truth. We rich. They said, and need for nothing. Now, I'm telling you again. I said about a year ago. We haven't seen nothing yet. Disasters. Gonna be all over America. You watch it. I told you. I ain't trying to say I'm more than nobody else. I'm just telling you what I told you. Some of you know it. I told you years ago.
10 years ago, two men's gonna walk down this aisle. Wanna say I'm husband and wife. Two women, I told you that before we even come build this church here. And folk don't even see it. Too blind to see it. Too blind to see it. It's here, it's coming. But folk don't want to be, you just don't rub and walk. You sure right. That's all, just don't rub and walk. But I'm God preacher. I'm God preacher. I'm not boasting. I'm not bragging, and I'm not boasting. Thank God he called me and saved my crazy self. Thank God. And I'm doing all I can to help get somebody else saved. Because, buddy, that's all going to count when all is over. It's all going to count. And I'm telling you again, time don't got down to us now.
Right.
I promise you, it's on us now. It's our time now. It's not Paul's time no more. Not Daniel around then no more. It's us now. It don't got that close to the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Let us all stand. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. That's one thing you can't force nobody to give their life to Jesus. They're going to have to do it because they want to do it. But one thing they need to know, Jesus love them. He love them. He love them. He died for their sins. He died for my sin. Died for your sin. And he'll save you. I don't care regardless of what you have done. You can, you know, done things so bad that you can't even sleep at night. But God will save you if you give your life to him, if you're lost. He said, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. He'll save anybody. I don't care who you are, how mean you are, how many folk you don't kill, what you don't do, he'll save you right now. If you just confess his name and believe it in your heart. He come here to save the lost. He come in, and regardless of what you have done, you may not have done nothing wrong in a sense, but you haven't given your life to Christ. You still need to give your life to Christ. That's the only way you get to heaven. You got to go through Jesus Christ. Will there be one? Want to give your life to Christ? Ask your question. If you don't want to join or be a part of this church in loss without Jesus, we'll take you in on a confession with your mouth and believe in your heart, baptize you, and send you where you want to go. We just want you saved. Will there be another one? Will there be another one? Will there be another one? Will there be another? He waiting on somebody.